from Philip Sample Pierre. For these urgent care, today's date is 11/10/2025. The patient is for Mr. Pedro Che. Che spells C-H-A-Y. Pedro spells P-E-D-R-O. Date of birth is 05/19/1975. This is a 50-year-old gentleman here with lower back pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 or 3 weeks. Was seen here recently on air on 10/30/2025. Was given the following medication: metal dose pack, Flexeril and ibuprofen 800 milligrams, which he said he had used. Said the pain went down a little but came back, this time worse, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. Patient denies bladder or bowel dysfunction. He denies trauma. Denies weakness or numbness in his lower extremity. He says sometimes he experiences some numbness in his lower extremity, but not always. Next paragraph. Physical exam, he's alert oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 100% of room air, blood pressure is 136/86, pulse 89, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph, lower back, he has some tenderness of palpation on the lateral surface of his lumbar sacral spine, no tenderness of the bony structures, no step off, no crepitus. He has full flexion and rotation. Flexion and extension are normal, but lateral rotation cause some discomfort, period. Muscle stiffness is present, period. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity. No meningeal signs, free inspiratory, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, laceration, no macula papules. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is back pain. Number two is lumbar radiculopathy. Next paragraph, procedure. Trigger point injection was done today. The procedure was explained to patients. He expressed understanding. We discussed complications, which include infection, recurrence, to name a few, period. Next paragraph. Site was identified by patient and I. The painful sites were marked with a skin marker. Next paragraph. Site was cleaned with betadine and overwiped by alcohol. Next paragraph, lidocaine and nepomedrol were combined and injected at each site. Number four sites. After injection, sites were massaged and covered with Band-Aid. Patient was asked to move his back in the various range of motion. He reports mild improvement, period. He said the pain is still there and there's just minimal improvement, period. Next paragraph. No complications were noted. Next line, patient tolerated procedure well. Next line, I will go ahead and do an MRI of patient's lumbar sacral spine to assess for or the pathologies that may be causing patients pain. I explained my plans. The patient is in agreement with my plans. He was sent home with Flexeril, 10 milligrams, 1 PO at bedtime for 30 days. Number 30. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.